Missouri Net News is presented by ACT Missouri, reminding parents your actions matter. Teach your kids the risks of underage drinking. For tips, visit actmissouri.org.
The Missouri Senate Conservative Caucus has blocked action into this morning on fellow Republican Governor Mike Parson's $350 million proposed bridge repair plan. Bill sponsor Senate President Dave Schatz tweaked the outline to borrow seven-year bonds at roughly $25 million in interest instead of 15-year bonds at $100 million in interest. During the filibuster lasting at least 7 hours, Senator Bob Onder and Majority Floor Leader Caleb Rowden were not on the same page.
The idea that, well, gosh, as long as we could borrow 2% money, why don't we borrow all we can? Well, then why don't we borrow our whole budget this year at 2%?
Well, because there's obviously a point in which borrowing becomes unhealthy as it relates to your ability to pay it back.
The Senate did not vote on the measure that would fix 250 bridges. The Missouri Supreme Court has heard oral arguments in the case of a prisoner who's appealing his death sentence for killing a Springfield child in 2014. 51-year-old Craig Wood was convicted of first-degree murder and was sentenced to death for killing 10-year-old Haley Owens. Wood's public defender, Rosemary Percival, told the court that Missouri's death penalty scheme is unconstitutional because it allows a judge to impose a death sentence when the jury is not unanimous.
Even the staunchest of death penalty states like Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, now mandate that no defendant go to his death but by the unanimous vote of the jury.
The state attorney general's office says Missouri's statute allowing a judge to impose a death sentence when the jury deadlocks is constitutional. Greene County Judge Thomas Mountjoy sentenced Wood to death after jurors were not unanimous about the death sentence. And Gladstone police near Kansas City are investigating after a pedestrian was struck and killed last night in a hit-and-run crash. The crash happened in the parking lot of a retail store just after 7 p.m. Lawmakers in both the chambers of the legislature are considering reducing the size of Missouri's House of Representatives. Yesterday, the full Senate discussed that idea, as well as extending total term limits in a bill by Kansas City Democrat Jason Holzman. He says it takes time to learn the job.
Why is this the only profession where experience is a detriment? Why is it that we want the outsider who's never done this job before? You take any other craft and say, I want, you know, someone who is, you know, someone who's an interior designer to build my house. You know, or someone I want a chiropractor to fix my plumbing.
Holzman's plan would allow lawmakers to serve 16 years total in one or both houses. Current law allows 8 in each chamber only. The bill would reduce the House membership from 163 to 117 and increases the Senate by 5. A House bill takes the House total down to 136. If any of these bills pass, it would put the question on the ballot for voters to decide in 2020. You're listening to News on Missouri Net.